The Wolf and the Lamb. A wolf, meeting with a lamb astray from the fold, resolves not to lay violent hands on him, but to find some plea which should justify to the lamb himself his right to eat him. He thus addressed him, "Sirrah, last year you grossly insulted me." "Indeed," bleated the lamb, in a mournful tone of voice, "I was not then born." Then said the wolf, "You feed in my pasture." "No, good sir," replied the lamb, "I have not yet tasted grass." Again said the wolf, "You drink of my well." "No," exclaimed the lamb, "I never yet drank water, for as yet my mother's milk is both food and drink to me." On which the wolf seized him and ate him up, saying, "Well, I won't remain supperless, even though you refute every one of my imputations." The tyrant will always find a pretext for his tyranny. The flies in the honey pot. A jar of honey having been upset in a housekeeper's room, a number of flies were attracted by its sweetness, and placing their feet in it, ate it greedily. Their feet, however, became so smeared with the honey that they could not use their wings, nor release themselves, and were suffocated. Just as they were expiring, they exclaimed, "O foolish creatures that we are! For the sake of a little pleasure, we have destroyed ourselves." Pleasure bought with pains hurts. The Mole and His Mother. A mole, a creature blind from its birth, once said to his mother, "I am sure that I can see, mother." In the desire to prove to him his mistake, his mother placed before him a few grains of frankincense and asked, "What is it?" The young mole said, "It is a pebble." His mother exclaimed, "My son, I am afraid that you are not only blind, but that you have lost your sense of smell." The Swallow and the Crow. The swallow and the crow had a contention about their plumage. The crow put an end to the dispute by saying, "Your feathers are all very well in the spring, but mine protect me against the winter. Fine weather friends are not worth much." The Wolf and the Crane. A wolf, having a bone stuck in his throat, hired a crane for a large sum to put her head into his throat and draw out the bone. When the crane had extracted the bone and demanded the promised payment, the wolf, grinning and grinding his teeth, exclaimed, "Why, you have surely already a sufficient recompense in having been permitted to draw out your head in safety from the mouth and jaws of a wolf. In serving the wicked, expect no reward, and be thankful if you escape injury for your pains." The Man and the Lion. A man and a lion traveled together through the forest. They soon began to boast of their respective superiority to each other in strength and prowess. As they were disputing, they passed a statue, carved in stone, which represented a lion strangled by a man. The traveler pointed to it and said, "See there, how strong we are and how we prevail over even the king of beasts." The lion replied, "This statue was made by one of you men. If we lions knew how to erect statues, you would see the man placed under the paw of the lion." One story is good till another is told. The Herdsman and the Lost Bull. A herdsman tending kine in a forest lost a bull calf from the fold. After a long and fruitless search, he made a vow that if he could only discover the thief who had stolen the calf, he would offer a lamb in sacrifice to Hermes, Pan, and the guardian deities of the forest. Not long afterwards, as he ascended a small hillock, he saw at its foot a lion feeding on the calf. Terrified at the sight, he lifted his eyes and his hands to heaven and said, "Just now I vowed to offer a lamb to the guardian deities of the forest if I could only find out who had robbed me. But now that I have discovered the thief, I would willingly add a full-grown bull to the calf I have lost, if I may only secure my own escape from him in safety." The Oxen and the Axle Trees. A heavy wagon was being dragged along a country lane by a team of oxen. The axle trees groaned and creaked terribly. When the oxen, turning around, thus addressed the wheels, "Hello there, why do you make so much noise? We bear all the labor, and we, not you, ought to cry out." Those who suffer most cry out the least. The Hare and the Tortoise. A hare one day ridiculed the short feet and slow pace of the tortoise. The latter, laughing, said, "Though you be swift as the wind, I will beat you in a race." The hare, deeming her assertion to be simply impossible, assented to the proposal, and they agreed that the fox should choose the course and fix the goal. On the day appointed for the race, they started together. The tortoise never for a moment stopped, but went on with a slow but steady pace, straight to the end of the course. The hare, trusting to his native swiftness, cared little about the race, and lying down by the wayside, fell fast asleep. At last, waking up and moving as fast as he could, he saw the tortoise had reached the goal and was comfortably dozing after her fatigue. The Kingdom of the Lion. The beasts of the field and forest had a lion as their king. He was neither wrathful, cruel, nor tyrannical, but just and gentle as a king could be. He made during his reign a royal proclamation for a general assembly of all the birds and beasts, and drew up conditions for an universal league, in which the wolf and the lamb, the panther and the kid, the tiger and the stag, the dog and the hare, should live together in perfect peace and amity. The hare said, "Oh, how I have longed to see this day in which the weak shall take their place with impunity by the side of the strong." The Father and His Sons. A father had a family of sons who were perpetually quarreling amongst themselves. When he failed to heal their disputes by his exhortations, he determined to give them a practical illustration of the evils of disunion. And for this purpose, he one day told them to bring him a bundle of sticks. When they had done so, he placed the faggot into the hands of each of them in succession, and ordered them to break it in pieces. They each tried with all their strength, and were not able to do it. He next unclosed the faggot, and took the sticks separately, one by one, and again put them into their hands, on which they broke them easily. He then addressed them in these words, "My sons, if you are of one mind, and unite to assist each other, you will be as this faggot, uninjured by all the attempts of your enemies. But if you are divided among yourselves, you will be broken as easily as these sticks." The Fisherman Piping. A fisherman skilled in music took his flute and his net to the seashore. Standing on a projecting rock, he played several tunes, in the hope that the fish, attracted by his melody, would of their own accord dance into his net, which he had placed below. At last, having long waited in vain, he laid aside his flute, and casting his net into the sea, made an excellent haul of fish. When he saw them leaping about in the net upon the rock, he said, "O, you most perverse creatures! When I piped, you would not dance, but now that I have ceased, you do so merrily." The Farmer and the Stork. A farmer placed nets on his newly sown plowlands and caught a quantity of cranes, which came to pick up his seed. With them he trapped a stork also. The stork, having his leg fractured by the net, earnestly besought the farmer to spare his life. "Pray save me, master," he said, "and let me go free this once. My broken limb should excite your pity. Besides, I am no crane. I am a stork, a bird of excellent character. And see how I love and slave for my father and mother. Look, too, at my feathers. They are not the least like to those of a crane." The farmer laughed aloud and said, "It may be all as you say. I only know this. I have taken you with these robbers, the cranes, and you must die in their company. Birds of a feather flock together." The Farmer and the Snake. A farmer found in the winter time a snake, stiff and frozen with cold. He had compassion on it, and taking it up, placed it in his bosom. The snake, on being thawed by the warmth, quickly revived. When resuming its natural instincts, he bit his benefactor, inflicting on him a mortal wound. The farmer said with his latest breath, "I am rightly served for pitying a scoundrel." The greatest benefits will not bind the ungrateful. The Dog and the Shadow. A dog, crossing a bridge over a stream, with a piece of flesh in his mouth, saw his own shadow in the water, and took it for that of another dog, with a piece of meat double his own in size. He therefore let go his own, and fiercely attacked the other dog, to get his larger piece from him. He thus lost both, that which he grasped at in the water, because it was a shadow, and his own, because the stream swept it away. The Traveler and His Dog. A traveler, about to set out on his journey, saw his dog stand at the door stretching himself. He asked him sharply, "What do you stand gaping there for?" "Everything is ready but you, so come with me instantly." The dog, wagging his tail, replied, "Oh, master, I am quite ready. It is you for whom I am waiting." The loiterer often imputes delay to his more active friend, the charcoal burner and the fuller. A charcoal burner carried on his trade in his own house. One day he met a friend, a fuller, and entreated him to come and live with him, saying that they should be far better neighbors, and that their housekeeping expenses would be lessened. The fuller replied, "The arrangement is impossible as far as I am concerned, for whatever I would whiten, you would immediately blacken again with your charcoal. Like will draw like."